Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Making 8 live radio show. Just got done watching a little bit of the PBR. Round 2 of Sacramento was going on. Turned out to be a pretty decent weekend for a lot of the guys. Some of the guys that were in the tops had to sit out in the short go-around, but was really exciting to watch. So we're going to talk a little bit of bull riding. You know, hopefully take some callers tonight. You know, I got a lot of things that happened this weekend within the PBR I'm going to hit on, and hopefully not bore you guys to death too much tonight. You know, like I said, we're really excited for what's going on with Making 8. We got a lot of changes to the website that we did today. You know, we've got some new pages set up, got a new news area where you can click on and, you know, kind of pull out the news that you want to see and go through and just kind of read up on a lot of the things that are going on. We've also started something that my wife is heading up called Kelly's Corner, something that, you know, that we can do. You know, it takes a strong woman to stand behind a bull rider or a rough stock rider, that's for sure. You know, dealing with injuries and dealing with you know, their boyfriends or husbands on the road. So, you know, my wife's going to offer up some advice and, you know, hopefully give some pointers out there to, you know, help some of the ladies that are involved in the sport, you know, just help them kind of get through. So we kind of named that Kelly's Corner, and that'll be on the news area. You can go in, you can send her an email if you want, you know, ask questions, and hopefully she'll be able to answer them for you. So we also have a new contact info page, so you can log on that and, you know, get any of our information that you need. So we've got a lot of changes going on. You know, something that we're going to do with this radio show, hopefully, is once we start sponsoring, you know, once we start sponsoring some of the riders that we're looking to do this year, we're going to start a profile show for them. Hopefully have about a 30-minute show for the riders, and you know, if you're interested in getting your name out there a little bit as a bull rider, you want us to interview you a little bit, you know, give me a call during the week. You know, my cell phone number is posted. If you're interested in calling in tonight, you can call in the show at 646-915-9940. That is courtesy of Blog Talk Radio, which is what we're on right now. Got to definitely thank them for helping out. So, anyhow, you guys just, you know, keep listening up. We've got a lot of news coming down. The CBR has some big news that they're going to announce tomorrow. You know, make sure you log on to CBRBull.com and check out their site. You know, I guess Tuff Hedeman is the president of that association, and they're looking to announce some big news, so I'm kind of anxious to see what that is. You know, the PBR is going to be in Dallas next weekend. It's going to be live on Versus at 9:30 p.m. on Saturday and then at midnight on Sunday. So you guys tune in to watch the PBR in Dallas next weekend. But this weekend we had a couple, you know, several good rounds. First, Friday night they were in Fresno, and then last night and tonight they were in Sacramento for rounds 1 and 2 of the Sacramento Challenge. Turned out to be really good. Had a lot of new bulls there, though. Wasn't really impressed with a lot of them. A lot of them, it was their debut shows. A lot of low-scoring bulls, but it made for a lot of qualified rides as well. So it was entertaining, to say the least. There were some tough bulls. Not quite as many as were what they had like in the short go around at Fresno on Friday, but they brought some of those back tonight for the short go around, and that made it really interesting. Had some really good rides, so we're going to touch on that, but we're gonna start off and hit some rodeo music and kind of get everybody in the mood. We'll be back right after this.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, front in the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby.
Welcome back. Number to call us, 646-915-9940. If you want to give us a call, got a comment about the rodeos this weekend, the PBR, maybe just a rodeo down in your area you want to talk about, got questions, comments, give us a call. We'll be happy to try to answer them for you as best we can. So, you know, we're open for you. We're here for you. So, you know, give us a call, 646-915-9940. I'm going to talk a little bit about the round two tonight. You know, the short go round kind of started off real dull. Nunez came in with an 89 points leading into the round. You know, like I said, Leigh had a lot of newer bulls there. I wasn't really too impressed with them. Looked like Hawaiian Ivory had the highest score, 46, which was a great score for him. I think that's going to turn out to be a really good bull. You know, I was kind of impressed watching that ride. But Mike Lee had a really great ride on Dogpile. He got a low score, but that bull really had him loose, and he made a great recovery, just held on. I was really impressed with that. One of the biggest disappointments of today's event I was not impressed with was Casey Hayes. He was on a bull called Blind Date. You know, he threw his face mask at the bull after it bucked him off. And fortunately, I think, you know, he deserves it, but he's going to get fined for it. You know, it wasn't the bull's fault that bucked him off. He was just doing his job. I think Casey Hayes acted pretty foolish out there and was really disappointed in the professionalism that he had. But, hey, you know, we get wrapped up in our emotions, and a lot of times that's what we do. You know, I guess that's kind of part of the sport. But, you know, he is going to get fined for that. From what I was told, it's interesting to hear Justin McBride on the in the broadcast booth. You know, I think he gave, I believe he gave Ty Murray the night off. I didn't see him around or hear from him. So, you know, it was nice to hear Justin McBride on the radio though, you know, or on the TV. You know, I was really, really pleased with that. But, you know, the short go was really, I was pretty impressed by it. You know, Ryan Dirt Eater had the first pick. You know, he picked Carmelo Cartel, and, you know, I don't know if that was really the right pick for him, you know, but, you know, it was a strong bull. He had a flat spin to him. He did end up getting bucked off. The winner of the event was Zach Brown. He rematched all in, and I don't know if anybody watched the bull ride on Friday night that aired on NBC Saturday, but that was really impressive. He had all in then, and all in really took him to it. He ripped his vest off, tore his shirt, you know, kind of gave Zach a, you know, he just kind of camped out on top of him for a little bit and worked him. So, you know, for Zach Brown to take all in again was really impressive. Scored a 90 on him, so I was really pleased to see that, you know. Valderon Oliveira rode Troubadour for the short go. He got bucked off his, but you know, it was still a good ride. I think Troubadour is still a good bull. Like I said, I don't know if he you know, if he deserved the to give 94.5 like he did the other day with Cody Lostro, but you know, he certainly came out tonight bucking, I think, a little bit harder, which got Oliveira off. But it was pretty impressive to watch. You know, there were some other highlights. Clayton Fulton, you know, he got bucked off in the short go. A little disappointed to see him. He spent a lot of time in the chutes. You know, I saw him three times readjust the tail of his rope, and that was something that they really preached to us. You know, you can't worry about that little tail that hangs out at the end of the rope and set it up on the bull's neck. It's just going to come off anyways. There's no reason for it being there, you know. You know, there's no sense in worrying about it because it's not going to affect how you ride. He ended up getting bucked off, and he spent more time, I think, in the chutes. But, you know, hey, it's part of the game. I mean, I know one thing that, like I said, it was preached to me about spending time in the chutes. That's where you get hurt, you know, in bull riding, and that's – I definitely don't like to hang out in there. So, you know. Especially, you know, the bull that Clayton Fulton had really didn't, he bounced around a little bit in the chutes. You know, I think he was just more trying to psych him out, which it paid off because, you know, Clayton Fulton couldn't stay on. But was still a good, you know, it was a good show. You know, Mike Lee scored an 89 in the short go. Austin Meyer scored an 86 in three quarters. Luke Snyder got a low score with 77 and a quarter, but really had a lot of try. I mean, that guy was riding for everything, really, because you know, if he didn't qualify, he was going to pull out of the top 45 and get moved down to the you know, get moved down to the Enterprise and Challenger Series. You know, so it's good to see him make that qualified ride. He knew what was at stake, and he stuck with it. Was really impressed to see the Dustin Elliott rode Soldier Boy like he did. That was a really good ride to watch. So, you know, there's some good bull riding this weekend. You know, got to kind of catch up on a lot with the PBR. You know, doing this show kind of keeps me in line, makes me, you know, really stay focused on it. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to get out to a lot of these other smaller rodeos, you know. So we'll hopefully be able to, you know, to spend some time talking about those. Like I said, if you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940, you know, give us a buzz, and we'll talk about some of the rodeos in your area. If you, you know of some riders that are up and coming in the area, you want to mention them, hey, you know, let them know about our website too. We'd be happy to have them on as a guest, maybe profile them, you know, but they got to call me beforehand. You know, if they call me on my cell phone during the week, we can set up to do an interview with them. You know, we'd love to have some of these riders to be able to, you know, be able to air and really spend some time with. And, you know, it looks like the phones are starting to ring, so we're going to take our first caller. And hopefully we'll get a few more. So, like I said, if you're interested in calling, 646-915-9940. Megan 8.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Not too shabby. Listen to your show right now, kind of enjoying it. Like the facts going out there.
Well, that's good. I appreciate it. Do you watch the PBR event tonight?
Actually, I did. I did watch a little bit of it. So I was pretty impressed. I'm kind of new to the sport a little bit, watching here, there, whenever I can.
Okay.
Just kind of, I was pretty impressed, especially with the younger guys that was on there. I saw a guy that was a sophomore. That was actually really cool, seeing how young guys are getting up there and starting that young and getting on a bull that big and staying on for a little while at least.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, man, that, you know, the guys that I had to compete with are, you know, they were pretty young. You know, a lot of the guys in the smaller circuits, you know, had to have their mom's signature to sign. The guy I traveled with was only, you know, he was only 18, 19 years old when I rode with him. So, you know, that's part of the deal. These guys are really young and up and coming. I mean, it's not like football or baseball where they have to sit through college and then even sit on the sidelines for a few years before they're fully developed. I mean, you know, these guys are getting it done and in the big times at young ages.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. It's nice to see a sport where young guys can get in and actually play with the big boys, you could say.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. But, so where are you from?
St. Pete, Florida.
St. Pete, huh? Well, I'm glad that you, you called in. So, are you interested in getting into bull riding, or are you just interested in being a fan for right now?
Oh, actually, I'm a fan, obviously. Obviously, I'm calling in, getting into it a little bit. I would love to be able to ride, but unfortunately, I don't want to take a chance of getting my butt kicked on the bull and not being able to do my actually real career. So
yeah, it's a business decision. I can absolutely understand that. I know what you know. It's definitely not for everybody. I mean, you know, a lot of guys wish they can. You know, some guys are able to do it. I was able to just spend some time doing it. You know, at 30 years old, it makes it kind of hard now. So. You know, with three kids. But, hey, listen, we're really glad that you called in. You got any more questions or comments about the rodeos this weekend?
There's actually a couple questions I had. I was kind of curious while I was watching. I was watching the guys while they're in the bucket chutes, and they're putting the rope around their hand and stuff. I was curious why most of them wrapped it around their pinky. I'd kind of be a little nervous that it'd get yanked off and it could break real easily.
You know, I'll be honest with you. It's the type of ropes that they use. When I first started riding, I had a real thin rope that I could really grab in my hand real well. Worked out really nice, but and I didn't have to lace it in between my pinky and my ring finger. You know, the last rope that I started riding with, though, was a mushier rope, so it was a little bit thicker. You know, it was a little bit wider, and it didn't sit in my hand. I, you know, kind of buckle when you kind of grip your hand. By locking it in between your fingers, you can get a better grip and actually close your hand all the way. When you don't, you know, that pinky won't quite close, and that kind of discourages guys, and it feels uncomfortable. So that's what they do, is they lock that in between their pinky so they can actually close their hand all the way. I actually broke my pinky. I don't know if it was a factor, you know, as to whether or not by locking my finger in there, it actually got stuck in the handhold when it rolled over, and that's what actually broke my pinky. But, you know, that it's just one of those things. It's a position of comfort. It's the type of rope that they use. If they feel more comfortable with a wider rope for their grip, then they may end up doing that a lot just so they can close their hand all the way.
All right, is that why they have those guys on the stand on the gates for the bug shoot stepping on their hands?
What's that?
I noticed on a couple of them they had the guys that, you know, that sit on the actual gate while helping them get on the bull. They kind of step on their hand. I don't know, was that helping them tighten it up a little bit or?
You mean like after they got their hand in the, inside the rope?
Yeah, they're sitting on the bull and stuff, and they got their hand actually almost totally tied in, and then they're doing that last little loop around, and they have one of the guys like kind of sit over on the gate and step on their hand. Is that so they can close their hand better and get it tighter? Or?
It could be. To be honest with you, I didn't see that. But it could very well be. I know most guys usually pack their hand down, and usually that's just nothing more to tell the tell the hand to stay closed. It's kind of like a psychological thing. But I don't know if it was exactly the same thing. Now, I did see a lot of the guys that were standing on there kind of nudging the bull a little bit, and that was more or less so the bull would stand up and kind of face the right direction. If he's not facing the right direction, they'll stick their legs in there and kind of give the bull a little kick with their spur. It just kind of gives them a little wake up, you know, like, hey, you need to kind of move over this way or something like that. So that could have been what they were doing there.
Is that kind of like the same thing when they grab the horns of the bull and kind of turn its head straight again?
Yeah, or they'll take their hat and they'll slap it in front of the bull. You know, it just kind of gets their attention and gets them looking that way. I actually was at a school and had a bull look inside, and that's a bad deal. The guy actually opened the gate on me, and the instructor that was there as well as going through a school, the instructor that was there really chewed him out because it really got me hurt. The bull spun around inside the chute because he was looking to the inside. So he came out backwards and kind of spun around while he was inside. And it hurt, but it's just one of those deals. They want the bull to kind of face out towards the gate and kind of be ready to go, kind of sitting up straight. Though a lot of times they'll kind of crouch down a little bit. So, you know, you'll kind of nudge them and get them to stand up all the way. That may have been what you saw. I know I saw that during the event. I didn't see anybody actually stepping on their hands, but it could very well have happened. I mean, there's a lot of guys that may do that. If they have a friend of theirs pulling their rope, they may say, hey, step on my hand for me and try to get it to close all the way, you know. You know, those guys are trying to pack a lot of stuff with that rope, you know. A lot of guys have smaller hands. They're not big guys, so they'll try to try to do whatever they can to keep that hand closed.
All right, well, I appreciate it. I was just curious about that. It's nice to know exactly what you're seeing when you're watching it. So.
Sure thing, man. You know, that's what we're kind of here for, you know, whether you're a fan and you just got questions about some of the stuff you saw at the rodeos. Like I said, that's what we're here for. We're here to help riders get along their way. We want to really promote riders out here. Not necessarily going to sponsor everybody, but we're definitely looking to get some guys out there. And, you know, we're really glad that you called in. Continue to listen to our show. Check our website. You know, check back with our website. We're constantly updating stuff. We hope that within the next 2 months we'll start having our clothing line out. And really start getting that stuff going. You know, we got a lot of good stuff going. We're hoping to have a like a networking page set up, kind of like MySpace, through Making Eight, so you can log on and start a profile on there. So keep checking. You know, hopefully within the next couple months, you're going to see a lot growing, and you know, you'll be able to hear us at some of these smaller rodeos around your areas, maybe even. You know,
I hope that I can see you guys over at the Thank Me Times Forum, because I'll be out there. So.
Absolutely, we'll be there. So look for us, you know. We'll definitely have the Making Eight stuff on, and we definitely look forward to it. But what was your name?
Aaron.
Aaron, hey, man, I appreciate you calling in today. Definitely keep in contact with us, and check back, and we'll get back with you soon, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right, man, have a great night.
All right, you too, brother. See you.
All right, guys. 646-915-9940. We're taking calls. You know, glad we're able to do this finally. If you got questions or comments about the rodeos that you saw, maybe you know something up in your area, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. You know, until then, I guess we're just going to take another short break. We'll play some country music. But 646-915-9940. We'll be right back.
Bye.
All right, we're back. We got about 30 minutes left in our show tonight. We're really hoping to get this thing going here. If you're interested in calling, 646-915-9940. That's going to be a Blog Talk Radio site. You can also contact me during the week on my cell phone. It's posted on our website, making8.com. Feel free to give us a call. You know, we're happy to hear from you. If you got any suggestions or anything about the show, be more than happy to listen to them. And, you know, we're definitely open for ideas right now. It's a young business starting up. You know, we're really hoping to do some great things with it this year. And, you know, we're just gonna roll with it. We're just having fun. You know, this whole thing, this whole radio show that we've started up now is, you know, this thing is just getting started. And you know, hopefully I'll get a little better at it, and we'll get maybe a co-host, and then we'll be able to start really, you know, doing some things with some callers. And we want to get you fans involved. If you're just a fan of rodeo, you know, hopefully we'll get some riders on here that can call in. We can interview them during the week, and then we can have them call into the show. Then they can take calls if you have questions or anything. You know, you want to ask one of your riders a question, we'll be happy to do that. So we're really looking to do some profile shows, you know, just one of those deals. You know, we're working on a lot of new things with, like I said, with this website. You know, I've been working on it all day. So, you know, if you're interested, definitely give us a call, 646-915-9940. And, you know, we'll talk some rodeo. We'll get down to business here. You know, we're going to play a few more rodeo songs until we get some callers. That way you guys don't have to hear me quite so much. But, you know, we're definitely interested in hearing from you. And, you know, like I said, we've got our MySpace pages up. We've got chat rooms up. You can chat with us on Blog Talk Radio. You can register through them. Put us on your favorite list. Come back and listen to our shows. So, you know, definitely get in touch with us. You know, we're here throughout the week, checking emails. You know, we're always available. So if you have comments or questions, you know, you don't want to get on the radio and talk, feel free to give us, you know, give us a shout that way. We're also on Yahoo Messenger. My screen name is SMBUC1. Feel free to give us, you know, add us to your buddy list and chat with us there. You can chat with us while the show's going on. I'm not the greatest at multitasking. You guys probably hear me stop every now and again or start to giggle. It's because I'm chatting with somebody online, you know, that may be back listening to the show. We're really excited. We had a lot of live listeners last night, and hopefully we'll have some more tonight. You know, some new ones. We've been broadcasting and been advertising this thing all week. You know, so, you know, if you guys like what you hear, tell your friends about it. You know, let's start spreading the word and getting Making 8 out there, because we really think this is going to be something big. You know, this is just the starting point for it. So, and you guys are all a part of that, and we're really excited. So, and, you know, until we get some more callers, we're going to sit back, play a few more songs, and we'll be right back.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. And truck stop food and Chris Ledoux, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Yeah. Yeah. Time don't fly when you're on the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around.
But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain, and even though you're healing slow, everything is getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up.
All right, 646-915-9940. We're looking to take some calls. Definitely want to talk some rodeo. Like I said, you know, I've been up here, you know, flapping my gills for the last 40 minutes or so. And, you know, we definitely want to take some callers so we can sit back and talk some, you know, talk some rodeo. Appreciate Aaron calling in tonight. Hopefully, you know, we'll get a few more like him out there that maybe have questions or, you know, comments about the rodeos that have been going on. Maybe some of the stuff upcoming. Like I said, PBR is going to be in Dallas this next weekend, so kind of look forward to that. Unfortunately, I'm out to work. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to do a radio show during the weekend, but we'll probably do one like Monday evening or something. You know, like I said, you just have to check our schedules. Check back on MySpace if you want. My MySpace address is myspace.com/911rodeo. You can add me there. We're going to post the dates of our radio shows. You know, if we get some guys that are really interested, some riders that, you know, want to get their name out there, we'll do some profile shows during the week. And then hopefully, you know, at least one a weekend, we'll try to do a just an overall weekly show. So we got a lot of things in store. You know, we're gonna kick it off. You know, play a few more songs. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. Like I said, if you still want to call, please do so. 646-915-9940. Add us on Yahoo Messenger at SMVUC1. And like I said, we'll be right back.
You boys ever met a real country girl? She's talking true blue out in the woods, down home. Party all night from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall, brother. She's all country. She's country. sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey trippin', honey, from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging walls, brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Show 'em how country girl does it one time now.
All right, we're back. 646-915-9940. We got some phone lines lighting up here, so we're going to take some callers. Making A Radio. Hello? Hello? Well, unfortunately, it looked like we lost that caller, so... you know, if you're still interested in calling 646-915-9940, you know, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk some radio with you. You know, definitely got to thank the ones that have helped us along the way. Blog Talk Radio for setting this whole thing up. We're really pleased with how things are rolling so far. Look forward to really being able to expand, getting out to some rodeos and doing some live broadcasts. You know, got about 15 minutes left in our show, you know. Like I said, if you want to get in contact with us, please do so. We're happy to hear from anybody. Like I said, it's such a small base, but, you know, we do re-air this thing during the week on our website, so you can go back and, you know, listen to it. You know, if you got nothing better to do or if you're just surfing the net, checking emails, you know, don't hesitate to give us a call with any ideas that you may have. You know, during the week, our stuff is posted on our website, so make sure you save us in your bookmarks. You know, check back often because, like I said, we're doing a lot of changes to the website, adding a lot of different things. You know, we want to get this networking page up, hopefully within the next month or so. You know, this all started really with me just fooling around wanting to start up a chat room, so. You know, it's come a long way in the 2 years that I've worked on it. I haven't been as, you know, as up on it as I should have been. But, you know, I really want to make sure I had everything lined up just right. So we think that this is the year that we're really going to branch out and start getting this thing done. We're going to start promoting the sport. And we're going to start reaching out to, you know, the fans, the riders, our sponsors. You know, we're going to definitely get a lot of those this year. I really believe that, you know, guys want to encourage this sport, you know, and we want to have them on here. So, like I said, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Just got over 15 minutes. We're going to play a few more songs. You know, if songs playing, just hang tight. We'll get back with you real soon. I promise just as soon as the song's over, because we definitely want to hear from you. So hang tight. We'll be right back. Rodeo fans, got about 10 minutes left in the show. Want to thank everybody for listening in today. Hopefully we get some callers in here. Like I said, we're always open for it. Listen, check our MySpace, check our website. We'll be broadcasting. Check Blog Talk Radio. Sign up on there. Chat with us live during the shows. We're always online in the chat area for our website. So log on, register through Blog Talk Radio. Just follow the link on my website and sign up there. It makes it a lot of fun. We can sit back and if you've got questions or things like that you don't want to get on the air for, you can send us a message over that way. We definitely want to hear from you, whether you're a rider, whether you're just a fan, whether you have questions, comments, we're definitely open for it. We really want to make this show something that everybody wants to listen to. I know nobody wants to sit up here and listen to me talk for an hour or 2 hours or however long these shows are. So, call in if nothing else just to shut me up for a little bit and let somebody else get on here for a while. Still looking for a co-host, so if you're interested in that, drop me an email. Like I said, all our information is on making8.com. You can, get a hold of us that way. Drop me a message on MySpace. Let me know, if you're listening to the show during the week and, you think that maybe something you're interested in, give me a call, let me know. We want to hear from you. So, definitely want to thank everybody that has listened in today. Had a lot of fun doing this this weekend. Had a lot of fun working on the website, and look forward to being able to do it again. We may do a Friday night segment, just listen in. We're trying to do them later on in the evenings, and that way, the cell phone charges are free to call. The only thing you're using is your battery time. So 646-915-9940. We've got just under 10 minutes left. Still open to take some callers, but until then, we're just going to play a little bit more rodeo music, and we'll try to get back and close this thing out if we don't have any callers.
We got Sonny Ledford playing
Rodeo fans, got about 3 minutes left in the show. Want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you guys got a little bit of information out here. Got to talk some rodeo. Really pleased with that. Got to take a caller or two, even though they didn't stay on. Hopefully next time we can get some more. Like I said, if you're interested, keep checking back to our website. You know, we really look forward to being able to carry this thing on, and hopefully we'll get out to a rodeo near you. So, you know, until next time when we're on the air, you guys get a grip and, you know, get explosive, and we'll talk to you next time.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Before it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Duck yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while, and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned, and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Because first, he don't have to drive, and then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. Got a simple solution, just about it.